Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What a powerful event.
Yes.
You know, Lou Engle was talking about that. And the thing is that, you know, at that time in the church, men were trying to, first of all, they started acknowledging men.
Yeah.
Which was a new thing at that time in the church that there's men. And that, you know, men began to talk about the seven promises, the promise keepers. Paul Dugard from Denmark. Said it that way. And Coach McCartney began to, you know, wrote this book, Seven Promises of the Promise Keepers. This is a history lesson for those today probably don't even know about that.
Yeah.
And there were seven distinct promises that John will read off to you in a moment. No, I'm messing with you. And that these men would get together in small groups, and that's where we begin to build small men's groups that would hold each other accountable to these promises.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, imagine now different churches began to have these small men's groups, and one church may have like 10 groups, for example.
Sure.
And then there was this a stand in the gap. God looks for a man, as the Word of God says in Ezekiel, to stand in the gap so they don't have to destroy the land. The interesting thing was, the concern was, President Bill Clinton was president then, and they felt like, the church felt like at that time, that if we don't repent, then God's going to take this nation down. And that's actually his wife, by the way, that people don't, younger people don't even know that. That's, her husband was president, and now his wife is running for president now. I guess, yeah, she's running, right?
Yeah.
Running for president. And so we were actually on, I mean, look at, can you see this picture? Just take a look at this picture. This is the mall right there. Oh, now you're seeing the Capitol building up front right here, but you see there's an arrow up close up front up there.
I don't know who doctored all that.
Well, that's actually Pat and I, because we knew we needed to be there in our faces before the Lord. But now look, way back by the Washington Monument, there's an arrow pointing right down there. You see this guy with no hair right there, but arrow's pointing at? That's John. Back there. Now, your hotel was like right next.
Yeah. But I allowed you to go ahead.
Go ahead. You didn't even see us.
And yes. I was actually with my small men's group. So we, you know, I had some people in my group. I wanted to stay with my group.
So y'all still were not spirit led. I mean, how did y'all not get to this?
We waited.
We were in the basement. We were in Jezebel's basement.
Lord.
In Maryland. No, I'm just joking. You know, I'm just joking. We love you. Anyway, so
You were able to get
past the Father's heart. No, so we had a great place to be able to stay there, and this man, a husband, was there, and they gave us a place to stay, and it was in Maryland.
Yes.
And so Pat, you know, he was new in the Lord. He squeaked when he walked back in. He didn't have gray hair, and he wasn't as thin as he is now. Pray for him. Send him some bread.
Wow.
Some fatty foods. Anyway, so we're sitting here with this guy at his coffee table, and his other part was upstairs, right? And he was concerned. He didn't want to make any noise or upset this particular lady, wife, I guess. I guess this was his wife. And so we didn't understand that at the particular time. And so he's whispering to us. And he's just saying, I understand. It's the Father's heart. I'm telling you. I mean, if Pat was here, I mean, he would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just whispering. It's the Father's heart. You know, I'm watching him. He's looking at me. I'm watching this man. He's looking at me. I'm like, oh my goodness, you're right. It's God's heart, the Father's heart. Right? He's whispering because he don't want to wake up somebody who thinks it's actually the mother's heart. Anyway, I was like, you're right. The anointing was just so strong, right? And so I look over at Pat because I knew that he was going to be taking notes or something important, right?
What was he doing?
Well, I looked around, and he was sitting there with a piece of pizza in his mouth.
He was eating pizza.
He was not even only eating pizza, but he was smacking with a piece of pizza. He was holding it like this, just going, I'm like, dude, it's the Father's heart. He's like,
wow.
He cannot make it past 6 p.m. He gets really sleepy after 6 p.m. But that was early on before
But back to the Promise Keepers event.
Yes, the Promise Keepers.
You know, men came from all over the country.
More than a million.
Yeah, but all over the country, which is pretty amazing.
This is what was happening. There are so many things happening. We got to talk about fully in another program. But we were coming from Maryland. We stayed in Maryland. You stayed next door to the event. And you see where we are in that arrow and where it is.
Wow.
And
you guys are so humble about that. It's just That's not, I like that.
It's
like
important, that. You know, if you don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it
see.
Again. But it was so powerful because all these men, and we looked around, we noticed some of the men, these are men from all over the country, and there's nothing more beautiful than a humble, godly man who's willing to bury his face in the dirt and say, God, I've sinned. And they were, all of us were bowing our faces and just saying, God, forgive us of our sin. Mm. But this is the song that was sung. It just radiated throughout of Washington and the museums and all through the subways. Like, Jesus, make a man out of me. A man of the spirit. Mm. And that's what he's talking about in Romans 8. That's what Furtick was talking about. That it's you can't do this in your own strength. I don't care how much weight you lift. I don't care how much protein drink you drink. I don't care how many degrees you have to your name. The only way that you can be less and less sinful is to follow the Spirit of God. Sin is dealt with on the cross, but we're obligated, like Furtick said, to finish the work. And Jesus finishes that by us following his Spirit. I want to pray with you right now. You know, maybe you want to make a decision for Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org and find out, you know, our testimonies mm-hmm. about meeting him. And you can meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. But maybe you want to get involved. Contact us and let us know. I want to pray for you right now. Get committed. Quit living with this thing that you want to get rid of. God has an empowerment for you to be able to get rid of that, to finish the work. If we want the nation to turn, you're going to have to turn. The church has got to turn. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for what Furtick is saying. We thank you for Coach McCartney and what happened in 1997. We thank you for Lou Engle and what's taking place even now. Lord God, we just pray that you would, we thank you for your finished work on the cross. We place our complete trust in your finished work, totally and completely, Lord. And we just say, lead us by your Spirit. Jesus, make men of us, men and women, Lord, men of your Spirit, women of your Spirit, men of our word, God, we just pray. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless and thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget, you can follow us online at VFNTV.com. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.